Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to get awkward, I feel. Eric has already given me weird eyes. Okay, off the air. We're like, here's the thing. Eric is new to the show, and we met her. We interviewed her. Mm-hmm. We got to know her. We went out for drinks and dinner and did a bunch of things. But like, while we're playing songs and playing commercials and stuff, we get to know each other in the room.
We're
like four friends hanging out. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. And we found out she dated somebody a long time ago that Tiak kind of knows of.
Right, right.
Or whatever.
And he was an embarrassment.
Right.
And I didn't call it like it is.
Tiak was an embarrassment.
No.
My dude.
Former situationship.
Oh my God.
It got downgraded. Over the situation.
Over a year, by the way. Over a year situationship.
Can it be that long and be a situationship?
A long distance over a year situationship.
Oh my God, you've got all the adjectives on that
thing. It was awful. I cried every day. Anyway.
Oh my, why? Okay, I'm sorry because I'm never this person. Why did you stay then?
Because I did not know what love was.
Oh, okay.
I had a really bad picker for a long time.
Oh, your picker. You were bad at choosing men.
And I was like afraid no one, this is, wow, we're really going there. I was afraid like no one would ever like me again. So I was just going to stick with what was there at the time.
Because this guy does like me.
Even though it was clear he maybe didn't. But we were semi-involved. Anyway.
I relate to that for sure.
With your wife?
No.
Boy, maybe we should discuss things before we go on the air. Cause is anybody about to ruin their life with this? Okay. But like if somebody likes you, T-Hack, you're just going to like them because they like you.
Pre-wife though. We got to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, your wife is an angel and you have the perfect marriage.
Well, thank you. Yeah. But not, I mean, yeah, before her, I was that way for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like somebody liked me. That's, then I'm all in. Yeah.
Right. Even if they treat you like crap.
Yeah. I'll convince myself to like you back because you like me. Oh. And that's like 90% of the battle for a guy.
Yeah. T-Hack and I might actually be the same person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron?
I dated that guy for a little bit too, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Very similar experience.
Are you the same? I mean, I have a little bit of that, but
I
don't think.
Yeah, I was going to say I have a little bit of that.
Okay, well, where this goes from here is then we were talking, and then Eric is like, well, all my friends knew he was trash, and they were just waiting for it to end. And it's like, why didn't they tell you?
Because they knew that about me, and I was going to defend him because I already had for months. So if they said, hey, he's bad for you, I'd say, obviously I know, but what else am I going to do? It's really sad.
You would say that out loud to them?
I don't know if I would say that out loud to them, but they knew deep down they had to let it run its course because that was the kind of person I am. Was, I'd like to say.
Because now you know what love is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if anyone didn't know, I'm engaged.
Okay. We got it. And TX from
Iowa. She literally flaunted her ring. If anyone didn't know.
It's curious for me because I have dated a few people since I got divorced. And my friends have started to kind of like pop up and go, we didn't
What's
like,
the deal?
Yeah, we didn't like that one. But not until
post breakup.
No, and I'm like, why in God's name wouldn't you tell me in the middle? Because I don't think I am. I think I'm not saying that I'm not like you, like you're bad. I'm just like, if it's not good and other people recognize it, that would empower me a little bit to help me get out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because like most of my relationships, like the relations were good.
Okay, don't act like you're allergic to the word.
No, but like, no, it's just because I was afraid of what you guys were going to say after. The relations were great.
Mm.
But I knew the relationship wasn't great. And if somebody else had told me, I'd go, oh, well then.
No, that's why your friends didn't have to tell you, because they knew it was going to run its course.
But I could have let it run its course so much faster.
No, we all do what we want to do, not what we're told to do.
I'm a follower. I'm like, I know.
Really? You don't think you'd push back on your friends? I feel like I would if they came.
You go like, no, I love her.
Yeah, you're wrong. And I think that's, it's kind
Even
of
though
an
you know they're right.
But I don't, in that moment, I don't know that. Like, even Erica talking, like, you've got the clarity now because you have a great fiance and all that. But in the moment, do you think you would have?
No, I would have doubled down on them.
But
I would
you
been like,
just said you were sad every day. So if somebody confirmed that for you,
I'd be like, obviously, you talk to me every day.
But
I just think when you're in it, it's hard to see what your friend is saying as the right thing. But when your friend knows that the course is going to run, they're not worried that you're going to end up with this person forever. And that's why your friends didn't tell you.
Okay. I'm just thoroughly confused by it because they could have saved me time. And I, if nothing else, I am.
Do you honestly think that you would listen to them?
Yes.
Because so I am dating a guy and my friend, it was a very tumultuous start for both of us. Like his friends did not like me. Oh. My friends did not like him. It was a lot.
So you're in this exact situation right now.
We got out of it. We were able to work it out. And his friends were...
She's not sad every day.
I'm not sad every day. He's wonderful.
Okay.
His friends have admitted, like, we misjudged. I have admitted, like, my mistakes in the beginning. Like, everything has worked out. We've worked it through. And it's great.
So if his friends had said, break up with her, you think he would have pushed back?
No, because he didn't. They did say that. They told her, him, don't date her.
But we said, I know the real her.
Yeah.
Hang on. That's what we all do.
But yeah. I wouldn't have done that. I would have been like, you're right. She's a bee.
Well, no, I honestly feel like this is one of the few times that it worked.
Yes. Yes. Typically it wouldn't work, but with Aaron, it actually, I almost said his name. But with Aaron.
You can. His name's Nick.
Oh, okay. But like with Aaron, it was actually a good thing. Whereas like maybe deep down, you know, it's a bad thing. So that's why you would listen to your friends.
Right. Because I think, but I think all I'm saying, Erica, is you were the same.
No, you were just very honest with yourself. You're very self-aware.
Because you said you knew it was bad.
No, I'm self-aware after the fact.
So in the middle of your, let me see if I get all these adjectives right. Long distance, situationship, crappy.
Over a year.
Over a year.
I still thought like, but we're supposed to be together. I was wrong.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it.
And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.